is Akashvani, the news read by Narang Koyang. The Lok Sabha has passed the Viksit Bharat Guarantee for Rojgar and Ajivika Mission Grameen Viksit Bharat G. Ramji Bill 2025. The legislation will replace the 20-year-old Mahatma Gandhi National Rural Employment Guarantee Act 2005. The bill seeks to establish a rural development framework aligned with the national vision of Viksit Bharat at the rate 2047. Under the legislation, a statutory guarantee of 125 days of wage employment will be provided in every financial year to every rural household whose adult members volunteer to undertake unskilled manual work. Replying to the discussion on the bill, Union Minister Shivraj Singh Chauhan said PM Modi's government implemented MNREGA scheme effectively. This landmark legislation aims to establish a future-ready, convergence-driven, saturation-oriented rural development architecture. The legislation also provides for an unemployment allowance if employment is not provided within 15 days. Prime Minister Narendra Modi has said diversity in India is a strong base of its culture, and for Indians every day brings new colors, every season becomes a new festival, every tradition comes with a new idea. The Prime Minister was addressing the Indian community and students in Muscat in a program called Maitri Parv on the second day of his visit to Oman today. He said Indian diaspora has become a living example of coexistence and cooperation. The program Maitri Parv celebrates the completion of 50 years of the Indian schooling system in Oman. Earlier this morning, the Prime Minister addressed the India-Oman Business Summit in Muscat, attended by business leaders from both the countries. Department of Atomic Energy Minister Dr. Jitendra today presented the Sustainable Harnessing and Advancement of Nuclear Energy for Transforming India Shanti Bill 2025 in the Rajya Sabha. The Lok Sabha passed the bill yesterday with amendments. The Shanti Bill is aimed at the development of nuclear energy and ionizing radiation for nuclear power generation for the welfare of the countrymen. The bill seeks to provide a robust regulatory framework for its safe and secure utilization. It seeks to constitute the Atomic Energy Regulatory Board and the establishment of the Atomic Energy Redressal Advisory Council. The bill also provides for the liability of the central government by setting up a nuclear liability fund in the event of a nuclear incident. The bill replaces the Atomic Energy Act 1962 and the Civil Liability for Nuclear Damage Act 2010. The Union Minister of State in Prime Minister's Office, Dr. Jitendra, today said the government has started an ambitious flagship initiative, National Program for the Prevention and Control of Cancer, Diabetes, Cardiovascular Diseases and Stroke to provide cancer treatment in hospitals of every district of the country. Replying during the question hour in Rajya Sabha, the minister said the government plans to set up 372-day care cancer centers in district hospitals in the next 3 years. Union Finance Minister Nirmala Sitharaman today introduced the Securities Markets Code Bill 2025 in Lok Sabha. The bill seeks to consolidate and amend the laws related to the securities markets. After the introduction of the bill, Mrs. Sitharaman proposed to refer this legislation to the Parliamentary Standing Committee of Finance for further scrutiny. She requested the Speaker to take a decision in this regard. India's airport network has expanded significantly from 74 airports in 2014 to 160 airports today under the Regional Air Connectivity Scheme, URAN. The scheme was launched in 2016 to make air travel affordable and accessible, connecting unserved and underserved regions. Replying to supplementaries during question hour in Lok Sabha today, Civil Aviation Minister Ram Mohan Naidu said, the Delhi government has enforced the no PUC, no fuel rule from today as part of an intensified multi-pronged drive to curb worsening air pollution in the national capital. Under the enforcement plan, petrol pumps across Delhi have stopped dispensing fuel to vehicles that do not possess valid pollution under control certificates. Defence Minister Rajnath Singh today asserted that Operation Sindoor has demonstrated India's high-impact, short-duration operational capability. Addressing the Air Force Commander's Conclave in New Delhi, the minister commended the performance of India's air defence system and other equipment used effectively during Operation Sindoor. That's all in this news bulletin. Namaskar.